Hi, welcome to Worship Where You Are. My name is Hannah Bussey, and I'm the Worship Director for Black Hawk Fitchburg. This is Travis Agnew from Black Hawk Downtown and Trevor Kleinmeyer from Black Hawk Brader Way. We invite you to join us as we worship together.
Away. caverns of my soul.
Welcome. My name's Chris. I'm one of the pastors on the teaching team at Blackhawk Church. Most of you know that my wife and I host something that's called Meet the Dolsons. It's an opportunity for people to come over to our house who've never met us. And about once a month, we host this. And if you're interested in coming over to our house and meeting us, just sign up at the info center at any of your sites or go online. When you come to Meet the Dolsons, you get to actually, well, meet us. You need to have super low expectations. We like buy the cookies at a store. We serve like carrots and dip and, well, it's have low expectations. The thing that most people enjoy about Meet the Dolsons and the thing that my wife and I really love to do is that people ask us all kinds of different questions about our lives. Well, that's not really true. People basically ask us the same questions at every Meet the Dolsons. The questions are like, how did we meet each other? How did we get involved in ministry? And when did we come in Blackhawk? And tell us the story about that. And this happens every time we have Meet the Dolsons. When we tell the story about how we met each other and how we got involved in ministry, we get like super excited. My wife and I have been telling these stories for like years. We can finish each other's sentences. I mean, we know the story, but every time it happens, we are just like super excited because we remember how God has acted in our life. I mean, I get goosebumps right now just thinking about these stories. Remembering is powerful. What we would like to do in this video is to help you remember how God has shown up in your life this year. In the Bible, God constantly commands his people to remember. We see it in the festivals that he has enacted for his people, Passover and the Lord's Supper. And these kinds of things are all ways in which God wants us to remember what he has done for us. The Psalms are filled with commands to remember him. If you're interested, read Psalm 77 and Psalm 78. They're all about remembering. What we would like you to do is to take a few moments and just remember. You're going to hear some songs. Scripture is going to be read over us. The whole idea is to take a moment to think about how God has shown up in your life. Hey, kids, you can grab a piece of paper and maybe draw something that God has done in your life. Adults, you can draw something too. Maybe you'll get your journal out, maybe a yellow pad, and you just write down a story about what God has done. Maybe it's just one word. Maybe you take that piece of paper and you fold it up, put it in a drawer, and then pull it out sometime this year when you're discouraged. And just by looking at that drawing or that picture, or just looking at that word, maybe you'll get some goosebumps and you'll remember what God has done in your life. So listen to the songs that are going to be sung about how great God is, his faithfulness to us. Listen to the words that are read and remember. The great God of the universe is involved in your life. It's always encouraging to my wife and I to remember these stories. We hope that this is going to be encouraging to you.
Changes not, thy compassions they find. In his blood, this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight. Visions of rapture now burst into sight. Angels descending, ring from above. Echoes of mercy, whispers of love.
Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he pronounced. You, his servants, the descendants of Israel, his chosen ones, the children of Jacob. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the promise he made for 1,000 generations.
Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
Remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me.
I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. Your ways, God, are holy. What God is as great as our God?
Lost in
of Black Hawk Downtown. As we dream about a new year and all of its possibilities, we also recognize the realities before us. Things aren't perfect, and life is hard. We all struggle. We're all called to be transformed, but what does that look like when our stories are marked by grief, depression, debt, shame? Ultimately, our hope is in Jesus, but what does it tangibly look like to live in the tension between what is and what could be? What does it look like to lean into the hope of Jesus, even in the midst of our struggles? We hope that you'll join us for services at all of our sites on January 7th as we begin to explore these questions together.
See, we are broken people living in a broken world, but I'm reminded that seeds first have to break in order to grow. See, everything that is in the tree was already in the seed. It just had to go through a process. I guess that's why God specializes in using crucifixions to bring about resurrections. In order to get to destinations, you sometimes have to go through a process of directions. See, the struggle is real, and I'm sure we all have highlight reels. The struggle is real, but so is God, and He has highlight reels. We can take solace in the fact that we serve a Savior that knows how our suffering feels.
We hope that this has been a great experience when you've been able to reflect on how God has been faithful to you this past year. We hope this has been an encouragement for you for this next year. Let me close with a benediction, and this is found in Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth has derived its name. I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you might be rooted and established in love, to have the power, together with all of God's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we could ask or imagine, according to His power that works within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.